Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
No, I just found it. I was gonna send you the payoff letter.
Oh, okay, great.
So there, Zach Lee Miller. That's what came out. Let me look again. Z Miller at Bank of Cardiff, right?
You got it. .com. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that's the one. Okay, I just forward what they send me.
Okay, excellent.
And I'm trying to fax. It's still redialing.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to fax you the stuff. Police and statements.
Okay.
Are you guys having a problem with your fax machine?
You know what? I don't know. We could very well be. It's in a different part of the building than I am in.
Mm-hmm.
So they might. It's a little bit temperamental. Is it saying that it's not online right now, or?
No, but I can. Let me scan them instead.
Okay.
Email them to you. Okay. Okay. Balance letter or current loan, okay, or is it should pay out? You should get both of them.
Okay.
And then let's see here. And I already send you the VoIP thing. Write in here what?
Okay, so
says, let's see.
There's the payoff letter. Perfect. I just got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this form that you got. Do I have to print it and then?
I believe so. Unless you have DocuSign, you could use DocuSign to sign everything online.
Yeah, I try to do that usually.
Not allowing it.
Automatically gets me in. Okay. Let's bring it both up. Let's see this other one. Yeah, I wonder why it doesn't let me do DocuSign.
So you may have to print them and physically sign them, unfortunately. I usually DocuSign works. It's weird.
Okay, did you get both of them?
I received the one. I have the payoff letter right now. It should be coming through momentarily.
Once it says evaluate funding.
And then it says as of 10/4, the outstanding balance, da da da. And then the next one will be just basically saying that it's okay for us to pay off your balance.
I believe so.
Okay.
Let me get back into my email here. Because they sent me two of them.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. No, then you basically send it to
And then I'm just going to package everything at one time with your application as well, so they have everything at the same time and process it. I think it'll make the closing process go a lot quicker.
Say, Tasha, you may send your payment a wire transfer or instructions to give you a routing number and everything.
Perfect, perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Okay. And then yours. And yours has, let's see, it's this one. Okay. You're showing two attachments. That's what this one says. Okay. Well, because I'm running out of ink.
Oh, no. How many times to run out of ink?
Yeah, just the black. I've been using a lot. I just put in that last week. Let me download them all, man. Oh, boy. You came out in a zip thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 23rd Street Bank document, okay. ACH form. Let me make an email from here.
And so what that does, that will set up a transfer, basically. So we'll use that to wire the funds into your account, and then that will be used as well to deduct the daily payment.
Did it come out on? Okay, let me see if I can find them, and then I'll sign them and I'll scan them. Okay. Did you get the statements and everything? You got everything now?
So what I have received was the actual balance letter. So we need the authorization to pay off your balance, and then those three.
Well, that's in the same letter.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, if you read down to the bottom. No, I was just reading it to you. I was just looking at it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
See it? Yeah. It says, and then in the bottom it says something about authorization.
That's perfect. Perfect.
It's all in one page.
So just the
they're telling you where you route the money into.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's exactly what we need. So the last thing would be those 3 months of the rent checks, and then the actual documents, and then that will.
Oh, I don't have copies of the rent checks.
You don't? Okay. I think we could.
They're showing on the statements.
Yeah. Do they show? Did you pay with your business account? Pay rent with that?
Well, yeah. The other two accounts have it on there for the July and August.
Okay.
And the September one came out on this third account.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how we can get that documentation.
Yeah, but you should have those checks already in the previous.
Right. So they are in the bank statements that you'd already sent out.
Those checks will come out. Yeah, those get printed. But the third one that I just paid August came out of my personal account.
Okay.
Which is the same bank.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think I didn't want you to mess up my. There should be a copy in there.
All right, I'm just trying to locate your bank statements right now. Files, there they are. Bank statements. Okay, so I'll locate
those. Late. I've always been current, so.
No problem. I'll locate those checks.
You got the lease, didn't you? Oh, no.
I did not. Not the lease yet.
Oh, you haven't gotten bank statement? I just faxed them to you.
Okay, it might take maybe 10, 15 minutes because it's in another part of the building, and then they still need to receive it and then forward it over to me. But I can shoot you an email to let you know that I did receive it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me look again. I scanned it. Let me pull those out. Print these and then send them all at the same time. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Alrighty, thanks, Dan.
Okay.